You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Time now, 3:07 p.m., second hour of today's show. We're going to move now to the phones. We're bringing on Lindy Blanchard, who is one of the candidates for governor, most likely seen as one of those who could dethrone our current incumbent, Kay Ivey. Recent polling has shown that she is climbing in the polls, and we have, what, like maybe 40 days left of the primary. Lindy Blanchard has been on the show several times. She's an American businesswoman, a former Trump-appointed ambassador to Slovenia, and she is now running for governor. Lindy Blanchard, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Phil.
Absolutely. Well, been a lot in the news lately, and you know, I know that one of the things that your campaign has been doing is beginning to question the issue of leadership on the part of Governor Ivey. What is it you're trying to get across, I guess, in that regard, and what would you do different?
Well, obviously, the governor has not focused on our education system, and she's taken her eye off the ball in several areas. And we had a lot of great conservative governors around us that have increased the school scores and helped their states by bringing people in because families want to come to a state that has a great education system. And right now we're ranked 47th in overall and then 52nd in math. And as a mathematician, I take notice of that. And we're a science and technology state. So I would certainly first and foremost rip the rug out from Common Core on day one and focus on areas like CRT that still exists, certainly this new highlight of this new school that was able to get state funding when they're a special interest and certainly not in special interest of Christian values and conservative values that we hold near and dear to our heart. And I, as governor candidate, just I'm trying to use the megaphone because people are starting to listen and they want better for this state. We appreciate what Governor Ivey's done and tried to do, but now it's time to hopefully move this state forward in different areas.
Well, so a couple of things in there. Number one, you do have a degree in mathematics from Auburn University, don't you?
I do, and a minor in computers. So,
okay. All the courses that I suffered at, by the way.
I tried to help my children in Common Core math, and they said, this isn't the right way. And I told them it was, that this is the math that got us to the moon.
Yeah, I actually heard you say that at a local presentation over at Etowah County not long ago. You did say that the math that got us to the moon, why aren't we just using that? And it kind of resonated with me because I can't help but look at the way they're doing things now and saying 2 + 2 still equals 4, but you're not allowed to say it that way.
Exactly. They approach that way in 4 different ways.
Well, and let me ask you this, too. You mentioned a moment ago in your comments you said there's a school, if I heard part of what you said, you were referencing a charter school that is more of a special interest organization, and I believe you're speaking about the Magic City Academy, I think it is, the LGBTQ Academy that's in Birmingham or Montgomery, is that right?
I'm just surprised that that was allowed to aid start. I do realize that we have a lot of children in the state of Alabama that are needing mental health of partnerships in all our schools, and it's not just this group, but it's a lot of other groups. We have parents in this state that are struggling, and therefore the students are struggling, and when your home life is not doing well, then that reflects in your school life. So we need a lot more counseling and mental health in this state focus, and to help build up these children that feel like they have no hope for the future, especially the ones that can't afford a 2-year or 4-year education. And we've dropped the ball on a lot of our vocational education. And I want to give these children hope for the future that they can make a living straight out of high school and get in that workforce development that we need so badly in this state.
Well, in that particular school that we're talking about, it's a form of self-segregation. I mean, there's a constant call for diversity and inclusion, and yet in this particular case, with $2 million of state funding, they have separated themselves completely into a separate school. And I'm not going to ask you to try and, you know, take up the trumpet from another campaign, but of course the Tim James campaign has gotten all kinds of blowback and accolades for taking issue with this thing. Would you, as if you were governor, which would by de facto make you the presiding member of the state school board, would you have agreed with this school being formed at all?
No, I would have tried to help the parents in other areas on mental health and trying to focus on mental health for all and not just in this arena. Certainly when you're trying to direct an 11-year-old on you can change your name and sex, that goes against my Christian values and beliefs and certainly most of the people in the state, but I do feel like it's more on the parents' responsibility and the teachers than the children. We need to help these children and build them up in a mental health area so that they can just survive normal adolescence without adding this to their plate. And, you know, these are decisions that they can. I don't wish for anybody to make this in their adulthood, but, you know, these are decisions for adults, just like, you know, the recent bill on the medication and doing medications. It focuses on adults. So I think we need to leave it that area to adults.
Well, let me switch gears on you for a minute. I think the world was kind of surprised when last week one of the reporters from 1819 News was able to actually ask Governor Ivey a question off the cuff and asked her what was her biggest regret from the most recent legislative session. And her answer kind of caught everybody off guard, because what you would have thought you would hear was something to do with the economy or education. But she said that her biggest regret was not passing the gambling legislation. And I think that was one of those off-script moments, but I wonder what your reaction is to that.
Well, it dropped my jaw. That's not the would have been top shelf for me in any area. I believe I would have said something like, let's focus on how we can bring this state up together in education. Because of our rankings, I certainly might have said, Mississippi's beating us right now in job creation, because last year they were able to create 20,000 jobs in 1 year, and our stats has been about 10,000 a year under Governor Ivey's time. So I would have said something like that, how to bring people into the state, law and order, mental health. There are a lot of other areas that I would have focused on, and certainly not gambling that continues to be brought up, I believe, over the last 30 years. And so that would not have been my focus on gambling in the state.
Well, I don't think it was anybody's focus, and I've said several times, having served in the legislature for 8 years, I got asked about lottery all the time. I was never, ever asked by a constituent to please help them get a casino in their backyard, and yet that's what the bill was pretty much about, and it just seemed to be, I don't know, it just seemed to be a very off-color moment where she was asked something and responded with what may have been, you know, actual truth off the script, and there's that.
Right. Well, listen. People want transparency in our bills. They're asking for transparency when I'm traveling the state. They're asking for our bills not to pick winners and losers.
Yes.
And the voters want to vote on the things that are critical for this state. And I believe we have very smart people in this state. I do believe they're big voices that try and influence votes, and as a conservative Christian governor, you can be the louder megaphone to let people know what's happening in every bill, not just gambling, and what they're trying to sneak through, or if it is transparent and doesn't pick a winner and loser. It's always good to say this is a good bill, and here's what they're trying to do.
Well, listen, Lindy, we got about a minute or two left, and I haven't seen it yet, but I was told by one of our hosts on another show this morning that he had seen a recent poll. This one actually had Governor Ivey over 50%, which I doubt, but it also, though, showed you fully in second place moving towards the possibility of runoff. So your thoughts on the campaign trail, what are you seeing, what are you hearing, what's your sense of things?
I'm seeing and hearing that people do want change. They appreciate the steadying of the ship, but feel like Alabamians deserve a movement forward in every area, and someone that's focused on putting money back in the pockets of Alabamians, certainly like getting rid of grocery tax. And when they brought up the business privilege tax and only did 50% of that, I would have given 100% of that, knocked that off the docket for small business and all business. And just, Reaganomics, people want to hear you're going to put money back in their pockets and not, trying to, tax everything, especially like this grocery tax and or gas tax and the way it was done behind closed doors. People want transparency in that as well. And I'll be that governor that tries to put money back in the pockets of Alabamians in any way that we have competition around the states around us. Like Tennessee has 65 and older, you don't have to pay property tax. So those type taxes we can look into and see how we can do better as a state to bring people in and help the Alabamians already in the state.
Well, you're one of a whole herd of candidates right now in this particular race, and you got, 39? How many days? 39 days, do you know?
It is, but, I'm the only outsider that, and people say outsider, but I'm the only one that is not going to be beholden to any entity. I'm paying for my own race, and I'm the only outsider that's done three things. I've started my own business. I've started an own nonprofit helping children in this state. And certainly I was appointed and approved by President Trump to be ambassador. So I have a background to run a country in partnership. So it's similar in running a state. And I've been working for this state for almost 20 years. And so it'll be great to jump in an official way and try and move this state forward.
All right. Well, Lindy Blanchard, thank you so much for your time today. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again between now and the remaining 39 days. And best of luck
to
you on the campaign trail.
We're excited with the momentum. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You take care. Lindy Blanchard running for governor. Copper, we ran a little long. You go ahead and move us to the break. Folks, you've got to decide what you want to do. I don't endorse on this show. I just bring them on and let them talk. But the reality is, and I'll ask them questions, but the reality is, each one of these candidates has their own resume. Some of them sound alike when they talk about the issues, and some of them have a different view. But the truth be told, you got to decide what you're going to do, because you are literally at 39 days, which I think is like 38 and a wake-up, we like to say in the military. 38 and a wake-up, you go to the polls. Who's going to be your next governor? Someone in that list of eight is going to be your next governor. Same for U.S. Senate and every other race. Get to know them. They're your candidates. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.